It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $707 this morning for the impossible question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are you not doing? Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's your guess,
Terry? I think that we're not keeping paper receipts, but the funny thing is they seem to fade anyway after like a week or two. So you can't return anything.
You know what's funny, Terry? I found Home Goods receipts in like a console table in my dining room. I'm selling the console table. And so I had to clear it out. They were so faded. I was like, what did I buy? Why did I keep these?
I have a friend who has a problem with keeping receipts, okay? He gets married. His wife moves in. She's like, what is going on? Why do you have so many receipts? So she's trying to make him throw away the receipts. She thinks he's throwing away the receipts. He took the receipts and went to one of those shops that make books. He made her a 300-page book of all of his old receipts, and he gave it to her on Christmas morning. So she opened it up, and he's like, look what I bought back in 2007. Look what I bought.
Who is this? This is my
crazy friend, Steve Carter, that I've talked about.
I love it.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Terry, love the guess. Not the correct answer. Sorry.
But if you'd like a receipt book, I know someone who can make one for you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Have a good day, Terry. Yeah.
Made the whole book.
I was a receipt saver. I still kind of am. If I get a printed receipt, especially Christmas time, I have a drawer where they all go in case, you know, somebody gets something, they don't want it and need to return it and all of that. But I was, in my day, I was a receipt person.
You were a hoarder of receipts.
I had like a filing cabinet.
Of course you did.
And they would get filed in my filing cabinet. And I remember when I finally like went through and was like, you don't need these. I kept my like pay stubs. I kept everything. And I remember throwing it out and I was like, oh my.
You felt weird, right?
Like,
gosh.
Yeah. Like, and like for taxes and like all this. Oh my. I had so many receipts. Now it's like, just email it to me or I guess I'm not returning it.
Hi, I'm Kathy and I have a problem. Hi, Kathy. Yes,
well, everything's digital now.
Yep.
Now you just purchase it. I pull it up on my Target app and I'm like, here, return.
Please.
888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? It's not saving paper receipts. It's something else. 888-333-B101. $707 this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We're going to go to Sean from Broomall. Good morning, Sean.
Hello.
Hello, Sean. What's your guess?
I am not going to the bank to cash my check because of direct deposit.
Yeah, yeah. So easy.
Yep.
When was the last time I went to the bank?
I'm trying to think of the same thing. I mean, I'll go because the ATM's there if I need some cash. But, I mean, I guess just, like, a loan I had to do. I just get some money out that way. But, like, actually going to a bank and be like, here's my deposit. No. I don't think I've done that in a long time.
You know what I did? I give cash sometimes to people for a holiday gift.
Oh, they met, like, random people. I was like, no, I'll take some.
No, I don't do that. no, I think, so probably, like, Christmas time. Because I like to get, like, the crisp bill.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And put that instead of, like, gift card or whatever. So that's probably the last time.
Been a while.
I bet a lot of people are not doing that, Sean, but I bet you some people still do go to the bank. Not the correct guess, sorry.
Not it.
Thank you for the chance.
We're going to go to Julie next and see if she has the correct answer. Good morning, Julie. You want $707?
I would love that.
Yeah. All right, what's your guess?
I'm going to say we're not using an encyclopedia.
Yeah, not at least the books. Remember the books? Yeah,
I had. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And we ordered them. Then I feel like they didn't come in like one order. Like I think we had like A through like M, and then we had to order the rest.
Yeah, you had to order the rest, but they wanted to hit you up for more money. Remember those TV commercials? It was like you felt so dumb if you did not call that number right now and get those encyclopedias. Because you're right, I didn't know that 8 was the number of oxygen on the periodic table. But if I had my encyclopedia, I would know that. So, yeah.
And I remember we kept them in my parents had like a little like sitting room in their bedroom.
In there, right?
Yeah. No, ours were in like a closet. So you would open the closet and there was almost like a bookshelf in the closet and then you could go through and like find it did help with school projects, you know, before the internet.
We displayed them to make ourselves look smarter.
You go,
all
okay,
the time.
My mom was like, "We're so smart, you can put them in the closet."
Exactly.
She was like, "They're going to collect dust."
Yep.
Julia, it is a good bet that most people are not using the encyclopedia anymore, but no, that's not the correct answer.
All right, thanks. I'll keep trying.
All right, have a great day. Tracy will be our last guest for this round. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Kathy.
All right, what do you think is a good bet we're not doing?
Recycling properly.
Oh, making sure you're putting in the right plastics and not the wrong plastics based on that number that's on the bottom that you can never find, and you get out your light on your phone to figure it out, and then you're like, I'm just going to put it in the trash because I can't figure this out.
And the pizza box,
that,
like...
Yep.
Sorry, Tracy, go ahead.
That, and you're supposed to wash your recycling.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, yes. I for things like a jar of jelly, I'll always wash that out, or salsa. Yeah, but you're right. You have to wash everything
out. My cat food, like the cans,
yep.
All of that. And the pizza box. That's the one that kills me. Like, it's a big, giant pizza box that we're supposed to be able to recycle, but if it has grease stains on it,
you
can't recycle it.
Yeah.
What pizza box doesn't have a grease stain?
Right. You're right. You're
correct.
Eating the wrong pizza if you don't have pizza with grease stains. You need it on there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Crazy. Tracy, good guess. Not the correct answer. Sorry.
Oh, bummer. Okay, well, you guys have a great day anyway.
All right, you have a great day. I love all of our listeners, but I hate the way they sound so bummed when we tell them. I think our conversation, they're like, oh, they're having a conversation. Maybe I'm the winner. And then I'm like, no, sorry.
Or my favorite's a couple times we start a conversation and someone will go, well, they're talking about it, so I didn't win.
Yep. They're talking too long.
Yep, they're talking way too long. They don't have time to say congratulations.
Or we're like, when we're shocked at something, we're like, we didn't know that.
That means I'm going to hear this. Right there. There it is.
All right, so we're going to do it again at 9:10. We'll do the impossible question. $707 we have for you. Get your guesses ready. Nobody really in the, you know, in the right category yet. So we'll do it at 9:10. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? That is the impossible question. We've got $707 this morning. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your guess, Jessica?
My guess is that they are using their non-dominant hand.
Yeah, that is, that's a good guess. I'm definitely not using my left hand, ever.
So I am one of those ambidextrous people. So but except for writing, I'm always...
Weirdo.
I know, but I'll brush my teeth with my left hand, but I'll write with my right hand. I'll play baseball left-handed, but I'll throw with my right hand. So yes, I'm very strange.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed, so I have to learn to just grow up in a right-handed world.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things that I still do with my left and my right.
Yeah, yes. Those redheaded people are mean. They're mean people.
Yeah,
I have one right across from me right now because I know Laura's left-handed.
Yeah, the whole world is built for right-handed people.
Yep.
But you said, Bobby, you think that that's why you use both hands, because you were probably left-handed.
I was left-handed, but my father made me throw a baseball. Yeah. He used to, every time I'd do something with my left hand as a child, as like an infant, he'd maybe put my right hand. And my mom was like, stop doing that.
He would hit
and
you,
every
right?
doctor was every doctor was like, stop doing that. But Dad kept doing it.
Aww.
Yep.
He was like, my son's not going to be weird.
And here I am today.
Weird as
Yay!
Ever.
Weirder than ever. Thanks, Dad.
Jessica, good guess, not the correct answer.
Oh, okay. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
All right. Have a great week. Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $707? It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? That's the impossible question. $707 we have this morning. We'll do one more round of this. If we don't get an answer, we'll add $101 to it, and it'll be 808 tomorrow morning. But let's see if somebody has the correct answer. Cindy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm going to say eat ice cream for breakfast.
Ice cream for breakfast.
I just had it on Saturday morning.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was and boys' night.
Oh,
my dad.
That's fun.
Boys' night was amazing. We had a great time with my nephews and my dad. We had a great time, and I just, had ice cream for breakfast.
And
why
you
not?
Had ice cream for breakfast.
The only rule is you brush your teeth, and I did that as well.
I can't eat anything sugary for breakfast. It makes me not feel good for the rest of the day. So I would never do this. However, I'd have a hard-boiled egg and then ice cream.
Then you'd be fine.
Cindy, thanks so much, but not the correct answer. Sorry.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, let's go next to our friend in Minnesota. It's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know what's weird?
What?
When I lived in Jersey, I used to call before I went to work. I guess the 7 o'clock hour or 7:10 hour.
Yeah.
I could never get through. Since I've been out here, this is like the sixth time I got through.
You moved to Minnesota, that phone line is clear as can be. Look at you.
I guess they must be.
If you want to get through, move to Minnesota.
Move to the Midwest.
That's right.
Everyone always asks us a tip. We got a tip for you. Move to Minnesota.
Move to Minnesota with
Minnesota.
Bob.
Yep.
All right, Bob, what's your guess?
I don't think people are sitting down having family meals where they used to. I remember growing up, we always sat there. Now, if everybody's on a run, I can't remember last time I sat there if my family had a meal.
Yeah, that's true. People are always running and going. I do still like to sit down and have a meal. And mm-hmm. I remember as a kid, I do remember both. My mom always worked overnights, so sometimes she wasn't even there for dinner. But when she was, I do remember there being nights where she was like, nope, we're all sitting down and having dinner. And we yeah. all sit down together. I like that, Bob. I think this is a public service announcement. Everybody sit down with their family.
Oh, I thought you said move to Minnesota.
That too. No, sit down with your family and have dinner tonight.
Great thing.
Bob, thank you for the heartwarming guest, but it is not correct.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you keep trying and enjoy Minnesota.
I will. Thank you.
All right, last guest for this morning, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
A lot of people, I believe, don't disinfect their shower heads like every 3 months or so.
Mm-hmm. I just did mine the other day, and it is the most fulfilling moment ever when you put that Ziploc bag up. You hold it in there and you watch all that gross stuff come out
come
of it.
Off. And it comes off so quick, doesn't it?
Right away, it starts coming off.
What do you use?
So I'll use a little combination of white vinegar, water, and a little bit of dish soap. And you put it all in there. And if that doesn't get it good, you put a little bit of Tilex in there. It comes right out.
Okay. Yeah, I use, they have something now that's like, I think it's the mixture of that.
Okay.
And I used whatever, I forget what it was called. I wish I could remember the product. Anyway, and then I added the dish soap and I did that.
Yep.
And you could like, see
it's
the
disgusting.
Pieces like
right
falling out.
Yep.
Yeah. So gross. Diane, another PSA this morning.
Yeah, good public service.
Yeah, disinfect your shower head. But not the correct answer. Sorry.
Thank you anyway.
Laura, do you disinfect your shower head?
No. I did not know that was a thing until about 30 seconds ago, so I will be looking into it, but can't say that I ever have.
We want to see a video of when what comes out of that, and you're going to go, I'm scared. All the time now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's mine also had like a, I guess I have like a hard water buildup, like whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So
it's calcified stuff comes out.
Yeah, it helps with that. Like I wanted to get, sometimes it gets visible.
And how often are you supposed to do it?
I mean, I do it like every 2 months, 2 or 3 months.
So
to clean it.
The normal person would probably do it like twice a year.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes. Hey, I was supposed to be left-handed.
$808 tomorrow morning. We also will play Gas for Life again tomorrow morning, or as far as 50 grand will take you. We have a 4-pack. Of Adventure Aquarium tickets. We're going to give away 1 4-pack every day this week. All you have to do is call in when we're talking about a topic. And just for contributing, you'll be entered in to win that 4-pack. Congratulations to Chelsea. She won this morning. She called in and told us how she went to an event that she wasn't invited to and left with the centerpiece, which was a betta fish. And tomorrow morning from 10 until 12, the Kathy Romano Show is extending the show 2 hours, and we will be broadcasting live from the All-Star Village at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. If you are planning to go out there, please find our broadcast booth and come over and say hi. Maybe we'll put you on the air with us.
Gonna have so much fun tomorrow. I can't wait.
Enjoy the Home Run Derby tonight, 8 o'clock on Netflix.